So, Terrence.
Hey. I don't need a Pop-Tart, hold on.
This is not brought to you by Pop-Tarts.
No, no, it's not a real Pop-Tart either. Fuck Kellogg's. Ready? Previously on Homebrew Detritus.
Hey. Cut and dry, just like a Pop-Tart. Yes, indeed.
You don't know the song that never ends?
No, do not. No.
Some people start singing it,
and copyright claim. The Sherry Lewis estate is coming for us now.
Just because this is the song that does it. And there you go.
A tiny, fae-like creature says in a cheerful voice, "Welcome to Scalespire, travelers, and welcome back, Gorok. Friends of yours?
We're going on a little side mission. Let us know where we're resting down for the day and we'll meet in the morning. We don't have to explain what we're doing, but we'll let them know where we're going.
Don't do anything stupid.
Yes, try not to get
be
killed.
Right back."
And you guys all lay down for a beautiful sleep. At least it starts off beautiful.
And
we find out what weird shit happens next week.
Oh. What?
I'll tell you what happens. Dorian wakes up into a cold sweat. And it's soup.
Oh, I should have drank. I should have made myself an eggnog.
Cool. This is our New Year's show.
I did not promote this as a New Year's show because I didn't need Matt to be that drunk again.
But I wanted to be that drunk. Shit.
Oh, that was such a great time.
I gotta get up for work at 5, so I wouldn't have been drinking.
I think this is still airing in December. So, like, when we record the next episode,
we'll call it the New Year episode. We'll treat
that like our New Year. So, when we record again in a few weeks, we'll tie one on for New Year's.
Okay.
All right.
Will be my birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's shit. Not what we're drinking.
When's your birthday, Kevin?
A week after New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. How long have you known him, Matt?
I don't remember birthdays either. I barely remember my own.
I knew it was in January though, just because mine is too. So.
You still follow the traditions of just getting shit housed at the ice house?
I didn't do that the last 2 years.
You have violated the ancient laws.
I might revive the tradition.
Slap in the train.
I explained that where that came from to somebody one time, and they were like, "You are awful people."
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
We will not. This is an inside joke that will definitely stay inside while we're recording.
I'm good not knowing.
Yeah.
I'll tell
you that. That's a noob show conversation.
Or I need to be on the noob show.
Yeah, to write down in your noob notes, slapping the train with Kevin.
I got it. I got it. So that.
Oh, he's so proud of himself. Look at
yes! I finally have a noob show conversation.
Jokes that you can't describe from that time. Like, well, it was Typhoid Mary, or what was it he said on?
Tuberculosis Mary.
Tuberculosis Mary.
Coughs on you a whole lot.
Oh, good time.
That's actually hilarious. Tuberculosis Mary. Just so you know, Kevin, you don't have to have a topic on Noob Show. Last Noob Show we did, we talked about food and monkeys.
Great.
I mean, those could be the same thing depending on where you are.
The bonobo monkey is one of the only species outside of the human race that practices missionary sex.
Thanks, Matt Frakes.
Yeah.
We got into the bonobos, how they're different from other chimpanzees.
Y'all make fun of me.
What did you say?
Bononos?
What type of
bononos? Bononos?
Bononos.
Are they
what
not
shape?
Sunny bononos!
Bonobos.
Bonobo.
Oh. That's when they're fucking it's bonobos, though.
I thought you said that as a double entendre.
No, they are always going to be bonobos in my head, just because it's more fun to say bonobos than it is to say bononos.
Bonobos.
The sunny bonos.
If you've been wondering. If you've been wondering whether or not you should have a TikTok account, I was pooping and watched bonobos slapping their genitalia together because of TikTok.
That's just something they do, huh?
Yeah. It's like they like to do the slappings.
Just a little nut slapping.
Is that like an endorsement for TikTok? I can't quite tell from your tone. I don't
fucking know what people are into anymore, you know? Just put it all out there and see what happens.
Okay.
www.tiktok.
Wow, you're old.
How you get there?
It's TikTok. Yeah. .com, because we ain't got no time for C's.
No.
Tiki talkie.
It's like tic tac, except with K's and different vowels.
In different words. Like
tic tac, yes. But completely different.
That is totally a fake thing to compare. It's like this, but totally different.
And on to something completely different, Pathfinder, a dice rolling game where we use our imaginations.
Yeah. I never heard
Dang.
Of it.
Oh, that's please, what we're here for.
Please elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here
when
for the
When we last left off, you guys had scoured the Fey markets, done some investigations, flubbed some dice rolls, and Amun found a dope whip that he got way too easily.
I have a question, though, about did I get any information on, like, how to approach the different courts? Because that was what I was looking for as well.
Yeah, it seems like that 57 diplomacy check should have got something.
Was it a 57?
It was at a 28. Least,
yeah. 28. Well,
close to that.
Yeah. We can get into that afterwards. But yeah, okay. you got some information on that.
Just
remind me, because
other shit's happening.
Other shit.
I reminded you already, so you should fucking remember now. It's on you.
No. Shit's on you now.
That's the thing about somebody asking you to remind them. You just say it right then your job is done.
No, you remind me when it's closer to the time for that information.
It's technically closer to the time. Anyway, moving right.
Remind me later.
It's technically later.
Maybe we should set a time frame. Mm-hmm.
Remind me not today.
We're as old as we're ever going to be. Right this very minute.
That's and ominous as fuck, Mahogany.
I mean, we're the oldest we ever were.
There you
we're
go.
Also, now we're still all the oldest we ever were.
Mm-hmm. You will always be the oldest you ever were. Forever.
Picture of yourself is also the oldest picture of yourself.
No, I still picture myself as myself at 23.
Not what I meant.
Picture.
Not
give
at
a man
all.
A fire.
Remember, if you see Kevin out in public, read his shirt so that you know what address.
He changed it.
No, I changed it.
Trying to act like we didn't film both of these back to back. Why I also
normally wear the same clothes for 2 weeks?
Only because you called me out on the shirt.
Shit, I always wear the same clothes when I'm home. I got my daytime pajamas and I got my nighttime pajamas.
You got your school clothes and you got your play clothes, right?
That's right. That's right.
I change shirts between every recording. I just happen to have two of every shirt.
Uh-huh.
Totally true.
I mean, he's got a Doug Funny closet.
What?
A fucking Daria closet.
Yeah, Flintstone closet.
All right. Well,
I legit have some with like a lots of those though. Because most of the time, like I find the boots I bought two pair. I find stuff I like, I buy two pair.
Give me two per. I need.
You do that sometimes too, because if it wears out and so we can't find that again.
Yeah.
All right. Not too much money. Let's not let him do Nelly ever again.
Let's hone in on that for just a second, because we blamed the lag last week, or we tried to, about his singing. Lag had nothing to do.
Just for being on time. Like, he was supposed to be singing at the same time I was, and he was singing like behind me. Not to say that his key was anywhere near.
And his rhythm was off. Like, that's not nothing to do with lag.
I've been raised Anglo-Saxon white my whole life.
That's part of the freak's magic.
Yeah.
It's like if Nelly was singing that song at church.
I need to purr. Give me to purr.
I was in choir once when I still went to church. They said, people in the back can hear you. That was the closest I got to a compliment.
You're loud as fuck.
Stink. That's church translation for you're loud as fuck.
Oh, bless your heart.
No, that's church for, yeah, exactly. Bless your heart. You can't sing.
I'll pray for you.
That is like the biggest Southern insult. I'm going to pray for you.
That is the kiss of death right there.
Just at the mall, eat the sandwich, and somebody walks up and just goes, I'll pray for you, and they walk away. You don't
know. It's like, yeah, you know that.
More than once.
Me too.
I'm on.
All right, so.
I got it, Kevin.
He was just in the middle of doing it. Right.
After a night of Faye Wilde's debauchery and booze and good times and a cheap place to stay, you all pass out in your now local abode. Amon, you're having a dream. Well, it's one of those things where you know it's a dream, even though it seems incredibly real. See the sand, your home continent, again, but off in the distance, you see a massive tidal wave approaching quickly. Your vision fades, and now you're hovering out over the ocean, and you can see what appears to be a gigantic dragon's head, skull head, hovering up in the air, and debris falling from beneath its open jaw. But as you peer closer, and your soul drifts even closer to this vision, you can tell that those are bodies falling out of its mouth. And then you awaken wet, half submerged in water, a foul smell and taste. As you stand up to look around, there is nothingness but this flowing, gaseous water that's just above shin deep. Let's go to the map.
Oh, this ain't good.
This is upon awakening?
Ram?
So I'm not in my armor? I'm gonna say no, I'm not in that armor.
No, you're
Inception.
You are ready for battle, so to speak.
Oh, hell yeah. Now, when I looked at I'm ready for battle, which weapon do I have in my hand?
Neither. You're just they're both in your on your belt like normal.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering if it just kinda like got into my hand somehow. I was like, uh oh.
Please tell me you only see noob.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm getting a little bit car sick.
No, that's cool. It's like dirty dream water.
You're a dream water.
Oh.
Welcome to the Sex and Candy podcast called Dirty Dream Water.
Dirty Dream Water. A new fragrance by Noob.
I'm sorry, I had to mute myself.
I liked everything about that until you said by Noob.
I had to mute myself when you said you woke up wet. Like, I felt like it's back in middle school again.
That's what you get for having your whip in your hand.
Oh, dirty dream water.
As the dirty dream water drips off of Amon's body in a promiscuous fashion.
A sensual spray.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You feel yourself growing soft.
No!
Then hard, as this creature appears before you. Oh, it's like hard that. To see through its mucousy fog, which that is technically what it is. But it's a giant jellyfish with an eye on it. This is art from Ken Holmes, and this is the monster that you are fighting. It has a lot of tentacles dangling beneath it, but as you look, even through the fog, you can see three large weapon-like tentacles and then one nub. And something clicks. Everybody, roll initiative.
Oh, you stole this guy's dick.
What?
Yes.
I stole it. Okay, so fun fact about Octopus.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
It ripped his dick off and threw it at you.
So, yeah, Octopus, one of their tentacles is their dick, and when they want a mate, they rip it off and throw out the female and tell them to go fuck themselves.
That's because the mating habits of octopuses are incredibly violent and brutal, and the males usually die. So they evolved the means to procreate without also dying. Cheers.
Take my dick, bitch.
Take it and go away, please. Please.
My wedding vows.
Gross.
Gonna rip it off. Just do it over there.
I'm on. Your initiative.
15. No. Crap. How long of a day we're in the play realm? I'm trying to figure out if my So I've been ever since day we've been in the Fey realm. I've been casting a spell of planar infusion.
Mm-hmm.
It lasts for 8 hours. Would you say that is worn off?
That will not affect you here.
Okay, that's fine. Just curious. In that case, I got a 17.
Okay. Sonder.
Also 17.
Nim. Did we lose Nim?
Seems like we lost Nim. Yep. His picture's back. Yeah. But he's muted.
He looks flustered.
He does look flustered. That could just be the face that was on his face when he got kicked.
Dorian.
Also 17.
Matt, he's blinking and stuff.
Yeah, Razbad.
You just can't unmute?
A 6.
Can you unmute him?
Yes. I rolled.
There you go.
There you go.
Flandros.
21.
Why are you typing?
Let's try again, Nim.
12.
There it is.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Shit the bed. Thanks, Comcast.
Don't thank them. They're bad. What? I don't get it.
This creature bellows in a language you don't understand, but reminds you of the language that you bought, or the creature you bought this whip from, Amon. And it moves here.
Oh, no.
Give me a fortitude save.
Oh,
I really wish you wouldn't do that. Fortitudes. Oh, that was almost a 1. 13 plus 8, so 21?
You feel your lungs begin to constrict, but you're able to power through it.
Whew.
However,
that's good.
It's still going to attack you a bunch. It Don't would be attacking that. You 4 times, but it is missing a limb.
And I'm at flat-footed AC, huh?
You're flat-footed, yes. You have not had a chance to react yet. I don't think a 13 hits your flat, though.
Nope.
20?
That's it.
And a 26. All right. So the first one deals 8 damage. The second one deals 13 damage.
Oh, so that's 8 plus 13. Okay, so that's 21.
And that is its go. All it's going to do for now.
Can you make a full round attack even after moving?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just checking.
Vladros, give me a will save.
That is a 16 on the die for a 23. Is this versus enchantment?
Yes.
So that is a 25.
What was Vladros dreaming about?
Large women.
Just as you come to finish your large woman dream, you wake up wet.
Makes sense.
Yes. I mean, as you stand water. From the as you stand from this, the same kind of water that I talked about before, you can see a fog, a green, misty, almost tangible fog, with this large tentacle creature inside, and it's thrashing at what could appear to be Amon, but you're not entirely sure who it's fighting.
And I know for a fact that I'm awake.
You feel awake.
Including the pissed off emotions of being awake and wet at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Vladros. As you can see, I need help.
Oh, that is Amon. Okay. I rage and I charge the thing, drawing Shashka as I go. Okay. I don't like being woken up wet.
Hell yeah. Two bros attacking an aboleth.
I'm pretty sure I need to make the save before I attack.
Luckily, it went out to trip you before you got within 5 feet of it, but missed.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, because I don't think a 15 beats your CMD.
You are correct.
All right. As you get within striking distance of this creature, you do need to give me a fortitude save.
All right. Is this versus enchantments? That doesn't even make sense. So, 21.
You feel the effects similar to Amon, but you're able to continue breathing while next to this creature.
That is terrifying.
And then give me your attack with a 20% mischance because he is in a fog cloud.
Okay. One second. 20% mischance. Let me get my die for those particular things. And we're looking at 85 on the percentiles.
That'll hit.
And a 25 to hit.
His AC will not hit.
25 Oof. Doesn't hit. Fair enough. Oof. Hang on, let me just make sure I got all my things clicked. I do.
Hey, Toker, is that field that we're in disease, mind-affecting, paralysis, poison, or stun?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Then we will go to Dorian, Sander, or Amon, who has the highest initiative bonus.
I have a plus 5.
Plus 4.
All right. So,
plus 1.
Amon.
Oh, shit. Well, first, I'd like to take a 5-foot step back while drawing the slime tendril.
Now, this thing has reach.
Oh, it does. It would have reach, wouldn't it? But. I'm still going to 5-foot step back. I don't know if I want to... Actually, even or odd?
Even?
Even. I draw my normal whip instead of the slime whip.
Okay.
I wasn't sure which one to go with first, and I didn't want to, like, metagame that. So I'll draw that whip, 5-foot step back, then I will swift action to heal myself for 13 back, which is nice. And then I will, I'll attack this thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, that's not good. That is a Does a 23 get it? No.
No, it does not.
That was wrong, anyway. So yeah, I step back, I swing, and I miss.
All right. Dorian.
What do I need to do?
What would Dorian be dreaming about?
Dorian usually dreams of himself, like all the various other selves lately. Mm-hmm. Also Stu, for some reason. Stu.
And just before you feel like you've got a grasp on Stu, you wake up much like the others.
Swoop. Wet.
Wet, cold, and in the thick of what seems to be a terrible, monstrous combat.
Well, I'd say this was abnormal, but what even is that anymore? Fine.
Oh, Dorian, you're here too. Well, this is better.
Apparently. Are we awake?
I don't seems that know. Way.
Great. All right. I guess I will draw a weapon and move closer.
Be careful in the cloud. It has some sort of properties.
I have quick draw, so I can actually charge this thing. So
okay,
I will. Provided there's no hindering terrain.
That work?
Sure.
Your feet splat out with thick water, but it's not quite high enough to be considered difficult terrain yet.
We're flanking now, right? Me and you, Dorian?
I don't know.
Yeah,
because yeah, I'm...
Yeah, yeah. I guess we're all on a side.
Yeah, that's such a big creature. It does not have any more attacks of opportunity, but you do need to give me a fortitude save.
I got a 18.
As you get close to the creature and rear back to stab it, you suddenly just cannot breathe and begin choking.
Okay.
Oh, that's what
I warned you about.
Like, I just can't act or just can't breathe?
I meant to pull up the...
I think you still have to look it up. That's choke hold. Or is it drowning? Is it choking or drowning?
If it's drowning, then I go to, like, zero. And start dying, like, immediately.
It's not suffocation. Suffocation's a spell. You're basically holding your breath, so you need to keep account of your constitution.
All right.
The number of rounds, because you can't breathe the air. You're not can't breathe, but you're not suffocating yet.
Oh, okay. Do I get to make my attack?
Yes.
Cool. That's a lot better. So 18 plus 16. 34.
34 will hit.
Cool. Ugh. Lame. I got 2 sixes and 2 ones, so that brings my total to 19 damage.
You stab into its thick gelatinous skin. You have to push a little extra hard to get through to feel like you're doing any damage. What was Sonder dreaming about?
Sonder was dreaming about the Dawnfire. She was training with it in her dream, just feeling it in her hand and practicing swinging it, and yeah, it was interesting.
Much like the rest, Sonder wakes up in the same situation, except the Dawnfire is in her hand.
Smart. It's just smart dreaming right there.
That feels like I said that because of that, but I was thinking that when you first said that. It was like she was just kind of having like a little training montage in her dreams. Felt like she was working. Anyway, since she has the Dawnfire in her hands and she doesn't know any better. She's going to rush forward. She's got 30 feet of movement.
I mean, you could double move for a charge and definitely get there.
How does that work, charging?
It's +2 to hit, -2 to your AC.
Mm. For the next round?
Mm-hmm.
The -2 to the AC?
Till the beginning of your next round.
Right on. Yeah, sure, because I don't think I can get it with just 30. Nope.
Wait. 5, 15, 20, 30. Yeah, you could just walk there and attack it. Just barely.
Okay, well then I will do that.
But I needed that fortitude save.
Fortitude. Oh, that's not good. Is this a poison or a disease?
It is not.
Okay, so 10.
Okay. Much like Dorian, you are struggling to breathe. Keep account of your... You can hold your breath as long as you have constitution points in your constitution, but when that hits 0, you will go to 0 hit points.
But if you get out of it, you're good.
Yeah.
Or you can't breathe when you get out. Okay, it's not like a persistent thing.
I mean, right on. You're not sure
as yet. As far as you know. Right on. But I can still attack you?
Yes.
Okay, cool. That is a 24, I want to say, to hit. Yep.
It bounces harmlessly off of its thick armor.
Well, shit.
This thing ain't fucking about, is it?
No.
It is not.
What was Nim dreaming about?
Shocked.
If Nim was dreaming and not just in a trance, he would be dreaming about what he always dreams about, and that's his unfortunate time in hell and Dias. So either getting captured or escaping or somewhere in between.
And much like the rest, you awaken to see the chaos.
Right. Is this an aboleth?
Yeah, can I do a knowledge check?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it is an aboleth, but we'll see. Oh, yay. I rolled a lot better than I did last time because I had a 3 last time, and this time I got a 4, so that's like a 30% ooh, improvement. That gives me, and that's a nature check?
No, aberrations are...
Engineering.
Dungeoneering, excuse me. I think I asked for planes earlier, and that was a mistake, but...
You did ask for planes. So Dungeoneering gives me a 15, which is worse than I had before.
You believe it's an aboleth, but you don't know much about their anatomy or makeup or build.
All right. Can I start a summon?
You can.
And I will. That's that takes a whole round, so I can't do anything else.
Yeah. Rasbad.
I am dreaming of a party with many friends that I actually don't have, but I'm the life of the party and all that. And
No. What's Rasbad's dream?
Zing!
All right. Gotcha.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. And like the others, you, oops.
Oh, Nim went away, yeah.
I had the wrong person clicked. There you are.
Nim is still missing.
I'm invisible, Kevin. Shh.
With my 50 feet of movement now, I will approach of the... Oh, wait. What is this? You said dungeoneering.
Dungeoneering.
So... 30.
You've read about these, and maybe you've had a dream or two before this that they were involved in, because these are terrible... top-tier aboleth creatures from the primordial ooze. You know that they are intelligent, evil, mythical casters. Their defenses include damage reduction, against all but the most powerful of weapons. A very sturdy as will, the mucus cloud that you see around it now, which I keep forgetting to say, 20% mischance for y'all in base to base, 50% mischance if you're shooting from range while that cloud is up. It's mucus mist. The cloud, if you get close to these things, their primordial energies will cause those who normally live on the land to suddenly only be able to breathe if they were aquatic. So those who have failed their fortitude saves now can breathe water, but they cannot breathe air. And they're coated in this slime that if they hit you, which I forgot to do the noob. So thanks for doing the knowledge check. It's reminding me of the things that I forgot he had.
That's good.
Their slime is coated in a... it's flesh-altering corrosion. But as far as it's not... it's a disease. That's about it. So it's just a big beefy monster covered in gore with magical attacks, and there you have it.
Alright, well,
if it hits you, it has a disease. The other stuff isn't a disease.
Okay. I will move in while moving, draw my hammer, and join the party. Making my fortitude save 15 plus 9.
You're good.
So 24.
You're good.
And then I am flanking with Noob, so mm-hmm. I get that. +15 = 26.
26 does not hit.
Wow.
What? Sweet mother of fuck.
How the friggity frack are we supposed to hit this thing?
I mean, you're hitting it, but it's not going through its armor.
Yeah, well.
Same thing, right?
Basically.
Like, splitting hairs here,
it's,
man.
If you think about it.
Our weapons aren't powerful enough.
No, it's the difference between armor class and touch AC.
Okay, yeah, well.
Noob, for shits and gigs, give me a fortitude save from when it hit you last round.
All right. That is a 12 plus, where is it? 20.
You're fine.
Woohoo. Thanks, the Lord.
It's going to turn its attention towards the only one that managed to wiggle past its armor so far, and that would be Dorian. Its tentacle slaps. 28.
That will hit. Yeah.
Second tentacle. 19.
Yes.
Third tentacle. 25.
Gotta hit.
Okay. So give me a fort save.
Natural 20. Cool.
Okay. And he only does 8 damage with one hit and 7 damage with the second.
So.
And it should not be bypassing.
It's not cold iron, is it?
It's not cold iron, no. All
right. So.
None of his stuff has SR, right?
Mm.
With the mucus cloud or nothing?
Sure doesn't.
All right, just worth a shot.
Ledros.
Okay, so Vladros swings one of his middling swings before, and he decides whether or not he needs to focus on doing more damage or focus on his accuracy. And then he remembers that he's enraged right now, so blah, swinging twice.
Okay.
First swing. 19 on the die threatens a crit.
Okay.
For a 34.
That'll hit. Roll to confirm. Woo.
Well, I need to do my 20% mischance.
Ah, yes.
Teacher, do we have homework? 65.
No. Now roll to confirm.
Rolling to confirm. I don't believe that a 21 confirms.
Does not.
But it hits.
It does hit.
That's better than what I've done so far. That is 21 points of damage. And now for my second attack. Does not hit on the die.
Okay. Then we go to Amon.
Amon, realizing his one weapon isn't working, he's going to try and use the slime whip.
Okay.
Please give it an attempt. I do that. I attack with the slime whip. And I don't think a 15 plus 2 is going to get it.
Plus 2?
I rolled the 2.
Oh.
And I have a plus 15 to hit. Sorry.
No.
And you're flanking.
That's not going to help.
Yes.
You know, 2's pretty much a miss.
Fuck it, Benny. It's a hard enemy.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I forgot about Benny's.
I'm not wasting my Benny's on your combat, noob.
That's a 17 plus 15 for a lot. Hold on.
32.
Yeah, 32. Is 32 hit?
32 will hit.
Hell yeah. And then I don't know much about this weapon, but I would like to use its slime ability, and hopefully that would work. I don't know if I would know about that yet or how that works. It's weird with that item.
Give me a will save.
Oh, but a bug.
Oh, will no. Save.
28.
Woo.
The weapon in your hand speaks to you, but it seems to be calling itself home to the creature you are currently fighting. The slime ability will not work against it because it is its ability.
Okay,
it came from this creature.
That's fine. I'll still attack, and then I'll just go and do my second attack and see if that hits.
Just give him back his penis.
Does a 23 hit? I doubt it. So,
no.
Just normal damage for 1d8. Well, that's pretty good. So that's 14 points of damage.
All right.
Is this thing evil by chance? Do we know? I'm assuming
it is.
Okay, I need to know that for next round.
And then it seems like your whip does full damage to this creature.
Hell yeah. Take
what else are you gonna do?
Switch weapons. If I can make a 5-foot step back again, that'd be great. Oh wait, I gotta do mischance real quick. 20% is low.
Yeah.
66, I'm fine.
Okay.
But yeah, if I can make a 5-foot step and change weapons and all that, yeah.
Changing weapons provokes.
Does it? Well then,
I mean, unless you're dropping it and drawing one, but if you're actually putting,
you know what? I'll take the provoke.
Okay. 23.
Fuck, that's my AC on the dot.
Fort save.
That is a 12 plus 8 for 20.
You are good. But you still take 7 damage.
Let's see, to 58.
Oh. Dorian.
Yeah. I go.
I just like saying your name.
Okay. All right. Don't get snotty.
Dorian.
Rolls to attack.
Still flanking.
Good. Then I will attack twice. Oh, wait. First, I'm going to use a point of Arcane Pool to boost my attack and damage.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Probably missed on that first one. Yeah, definitely. The second one, however, 16 plus. What is my secondary attack here? Probably not either. 24.
24 doesn't hit.
Okay. Wait. Oh, I forgot the flanking bonus. 26. But also
still,
probably doesn't.
Still doesn't hit.
All right.
Sonder.
Sonder is going to reach out with one hand, and there's going to be searing heat that comes from it with a touch of flame. Nice. But I feel like I still have to roll to hit that one.
Yeah, you have to roll to hit its touch, AC.
15 on the die.
You hit.
Plus, all right. Wibbity wham wham wazzle. 4-7 fire damage.
All right. It squeals in agony as it takes fire damage.
Ha ha, sucker.
Anything else?
I'm going to 5-foot step backwards. Okay. Diagonally, if I can.
Okay, I just know this thing has 15 feet of reach, it seems like. Okay. So,
does that put me outside of the miasma or whatever?
You're just on the cusp of it. I didn't make the thing.
Okay. I was just trying to see if anything happened when I stepped out of it with my ability to breathe.
Mm-hmm. It's harder to see them now, so you're at a 50% miss chance instead of a...
Oh, I forgot to roll my miss chance.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what it was. 80?
You're good.
All right. But, yeah, like I said, I was just trying to see. I was just trying to see if I could get outside of that. I thought that 5-foot would take me, but I'm cool with being there.
Still on the rim.
Gross.
Razbad, or sorry, Nim.
All right, so I'm going to have my Foo Lion.
Hold on.
Food Lion.
You know what I keep forgetting to do is resort these? Because the...
throw something large in there.
Wait, is that why Food Lion's called Food Lion and their mascot's a Food Lion?
No.
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 I doubt the original owners of Food Lion were ready into Chinese mythological creature or whatever.
And where do you put them? Inside here?
Yep. And he will immediately attack.
Fort save? It don't matter for him if he can breathe or not. I'm sure his con's high enough to last his combat.
Yeah, plus they're diehard, so he has to actually go... He still stays conscious until he's like negative con, so... does a 27 hit?
27 does hit.
Okay, so that means I've got 3 hits.
Damn.
Get him. And you're flanking too, so, well, that doesn't matter. You already got all 3 hits?
Well, the other two, yeah, one's a 3, one's a... I rolled a 3 and a 5, so it would have been a 13 and a 15, so flanking probably didn't help. So,
give me the damages separately.
Okay, so the first one is 16.
Okay.
15. 17. And I don't know if he has a mischance base to base like that.
Yes.
So is that... I need a mischance for each one of those?
For each attack, yeah.
So I'm just going to do it on the ones that could have actually hit, right?
Mm-hmm, that's fine.
The first one, I got a 25.
That'll hit still. It's 20 or less.
Got a 99.
Right.
And a 95.
All right, so all three hit. Vicious turn.
Get him live.
No, it's not my turn. Hold on. I need to... Did Razbad like communicate to us what he learned about the creature?
Sure.
Of course.
I will attempt to speak to it in true speech and ask why it's attacking us.
Dust creatures took my arm.
I'm getting it back.
Oh, so there's no... Okay, nothing there. Then I need a will save for it then.
Okay.
Yeah.
25.
Wow. Mm. That's enough to make the DC.
I thought it might be.
Okay.
Damn it. I don't know what items you bought. Maybe you bought one that gave you a +5 to the DCs of your spells. I don't know. That exists.
Yeah.
How much would that
spoiler,
item cost?
That's still, that still would have made it. All right. Then I'm going to move, 20 feet to the west.
Adam West.
And that's my, now that's my turn.
Okay. Razbed.
All right, here we go. Swinging twice. And a miss. And, oh yeah, definitely a miss. Not a one, though.
That was very specific.
So
two
very big whiffs from Raz.
Whiffy whiff. Got it. All right. The creature pauses its attacks and starts to cast defensively.
You weren't supposed to do that.
Huzzah. Nim, give me a will save.
Slimy bastard. Come on, don't fuck me.
I've seen this video.
So that's a 12. I got a 9. So is it an enchantment?
It is.
I got 23 then. 23, yeah.
The creature whispers in your mind with a dominate monster spell. Have your beast kill the half-elf. But you're able to resist its commands because the DC was 23.
Now, here's the real... Who's his beast? The half-orc? Half-elf with the giant blade or his pet?
He was telling them to take his summon monster to attack one of the other people.
Yeah.
Which under dominate person, I'm pretty sure works.
Yeah. Dominate monster.
I would allow it.
Yeah. But God, I wanted you to fail that.
Yeah. Sorry.
I thought about lying. That's what that pause was.
Thank you for not.
Tell him the DC. Yeah, no, you probably, then you probably thought, well, Matt's going to have another turn, and then that's going to be.
Vladros.
All right. Vladros is going to stand and bang. Now he is in flanking.
Which half elf?
Foo Lion.
You're the half elf, right?
So is Vladros.
Yeah, Vladros is also a half elf.
Well, you're closer, Terrence.
Yeah.
You're the one that's done the most damage, Terrence.
Okie dokie. Does a 28 hit?
It does.
Yeah.
With a 55 on the mischance. Another 21 damage. 2 on the die. I'm going to swing again. My second attack. Does not threaten a critical, but that's a 20. No, that's not even going to hit. It's going to be a 23.
No, it doesn't hit.
Okay. Almost threatened a critical.
Come on.
It's a Mun's turn. Am I within the 50 foot or the 50% mischance or the 20% mischance?
As long as you're not base to base, it's a 50% mischance.
Even if I have
Yes.
Reach? Oh. That's whack.
Gonna need to invest in some blind fight.
Yeah, well, in that case, I will move him back up. Won't it provoke attack of opportunity?
Yeah, if you move more, go, because he's 10 feet away. Actually, your last attack should have been at 50% miss chance, but I didn't do it. So,
yeah, I will. I will use my swift action to make my weapons holy for this round.
Okay.
And then I will move up 5 feet. Then I swing at him.
Just 5 feet.
Well, as long as move me all the way up there. Fuck it.
If you move all the way up, it provokes the attack. But you'll be at 20% miss chance. If you only take a 5 foot step up, it will not provoke an attack, but you'll be at a 50% miss chance. I can't hear you.
Is your mic?
He's trying to fix it.
Oh.
Okay, sorry, my audio shit cut out. But anyway, I'm gonna swing at it. It's a 31 to hit.
But you didn't answer the questions.
Sorry, what did you say? I couldn't.
Are you moving all the way up to provoke the attack of opportunity, or are you only moving up 5 feet?
I'm taking the bigger miss chance.
I will take the 20% miss chance and then take the attack of opportunity off of other people.
And I will take the attack of opportunity with a 24 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. Give me a fortitude save.
Fortitude save. I'm saving my attacks. I already rolled it. 19 on the die.
Okay, you're good, but you take 8 damage.
All right, I'll take the 8 damage. And then does 31 hit? I believe it does,
yeah.
So that will be 2d6 of holy, 1d8 of damage, and then plus 8.
Did you go back to the slime whip?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you said I switched it because my other whip wasn't breaking through.
Right.
So that makes him take 7 points of holy, and then another 23 damage total.
23 with the holy?
No, sorry, 21 damage holy total with the holy.
Okay. The creature seems abused at this point, but still very much a threat and still very much in the fight. Dorian.
Well, since Amon moved back into flanking position, a 28.
I was always in flanking.
I don't know. I'm doing a double attack. I have a 28 hit on the first attack, and I rolled a 45 on the percentile miss chance.
Okay.
And on the second attack, I rolled a natural 20, and I got another 45 on the miss chance.
I got a 61 on my miss chance, so we're good too.
Then roll your percentiles for that crit.
Okie dokie. five.
Okay, so just double damage.
All right. So the first damage doing is 17. And the second damage doing is 24.
Looking bad. Sonder.
All right. So Sonder steps up with the Dawnfire. 5 foot step up. Okay. And a techie.
Oh, shit, never mind.
What shit?
Add plus two because you're flanking now with the Matt summoned monster.
Okay, well then that is a 27. For the first one.
27 is its AC exactly.
Awesome. So I can't. I was going to say the second one automatically hits, but if I'm flanking, or the second one would automatically miss. But since I'm flanking, I'll try it. That's a 15 on the die plus 8. So that misses. Mm-hmm. 23.
This is you with the sword?
Yes.
Okay.
2 hits with the sword, but only one of them actually hits. The miss chance is 77.
Ah, we're good.
All right. And then before I do that damage, I'm also going to do... Where is the weapon? Where is the thing? With the full attack action? Because I feel like I can do the once a day fire as well.
The cone? Let's
see, 3d4. Yeah, 15-foot cone, 3d4 points of fire damage.
I think it's a standard action to do that, I think.
It's It's once per day, the wielder can use spell combat as a mage to take a full attack action with a scimitar in one hand and project a 15-foot cone of flame from the other hand that deals 3d4 points of fire damage.
Now, you wouldn't have gotten that second swing. So you would have swung with the scimitar, and then your second attack would have been the cone of fire.
Oh, okay. I see. I thought I got to do the full attack action. And
that was a miss. Since you didn't know, I'll let you attempt the cone of fire
another time. Or now. No, another time.
Another time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cause whatever.
Rules.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, for the damage for the dawn fire, that is 7 points of magic damage. It's not fire, just magic. Magical weapon.
Yeah, cutting into that doesn't seem to be doing a whole lot with that. Shit. But some of it did get through. Nim.
All right, the Foo Lion is going to attack and there's a 25 hit?
No.
27 is its AC, right?
So, 27.
Well, out of five, I got hit.
Did you get the flanking? Because isn't that what I'm flanking with?
Yeah. Oh, is it flanking? Does it get flanking now, too?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So then I've got, that makes that three hits. Well, before the mischance is determined. Mm-hmm. So, let me do my mischance then on three. Okay. Raw. Sorry. All right. The first one, I got a 44.
Okay.
So a 20 with a 0 on the 10 die.
That's a 20. Right? That's a 20. So that's a miss.
So that's a miss. So that's the second one.
Yeah. Hey, it worked once for me.
It worked one time. Actually, it worked twice because I'm me. I rolled a 10 and a 3. Oh, 13. Oh. So.
Okay.
5. And I rolled a 3 on that with a 3. That's 16 damage on the bite only.
Okay.
And then I've got one more thing to do.
You pee your pants? No.
We're already wet, so
who noticed? You said this thing does detect as evil, right?
Oh yeah.
Alright, so there's a 10-foot burst. It's gonna be centered on it. I need a reflex save. And does it have SR?
It does not.
Not a reflex then.
Okay, this is its weak save.
Finally, after three rounds.
And I rolled a 3, so I don't think a 9 makes it.
It's a 19 you're looking for.
Oh, well, plus the 10. You said this was so I get a... No, I don't. I fail.
Yeah. All right, so a brilliant flash of shimmering light erupts within the creature. It is blinded for 1d4 rounds. And I can roll that, or you can.
Is the spell going to do any damage?
Yes.
Okay, let's get to that damage.
All right. I rolled a 3 on that round, so...
Okay.
It does 3, 6, 9, 11, 13 points of damage if it's an evil creature.
It had 6 hit points remaining. Your spell blasts this large creature into oblivion.
Oblivion. You got to kill a monster 2 times.
Hey.
Yeah. As the creature dies, darkness envelops over all of you.
Darkness.
And then you all awake, and the cots.
I shoot a magic missile at the darkness.
You're kicked out of the apartment that you're staying in for shooting magic missiles off in your sleep.
Oh, damn it.
The damage you received is still there. You're the those of you who failed the fortitude save, when you wake up, for real this time, you're coughing up this vile slime that had coated the inside of your lungs from that combat. The whip that you have, Noob, the liveliness to it goes away, but you feel that the power is still intact.
Oh, good.
Nice. And you get a whip, and you get a whip, and there were four, right?
There were four.
Can I have a short sword can instead?
Can any of you use a scorpion whip?
Can you trade it for a short sword?
It's going to take a lot of feet, so let me go over them for you.
We know a guy that might be interested in having some more of these, and we go back and talk to him, the bastard.
Now, just so we don't have to get back into this, the next time, the next morning, you magical types might do a little bit more investigating on this whip that Noob has.
Okay.
You now understand that it is created from the arm of an Aboleth, and that Aboleth is now dead.
Hmm.
Give me knowledge, dungeoneering, or arcane checks.
Well, I rolled a 19, so that gives me nothing because I don't have any of those skills. So.
Cool.
I got a 23 arcane.
Dungeoneering, 22.
Okay.
So 23 arcane for me.
Okay.
Not good.
Going over it with your your magical senses open and really test it, you realize this weapon comes with some fallbacks. While it is an exceptional +3 weapon, with the quenching aspect,
which I want to say this real quick, that's probably the worst aspect a weapon can have.
Quenching
every situation. Yeah, it lets me put out a small or medium sized fire as a. Oh.
You also get a +2 confidence bonus on saving throws against fire based effects.
That's
I guess there's that. Never mind.
Yeah. +2 versus fireballs. I'll take it.
And the weapon means spears and scorching rays.
But you realize there's still some divination spells entwined into this. And that if you come within 10 miles of any of these other Aboleth creatures, they will be aware of it. And they might not like the fact that a mortal is walking around with a weapon made out of one of their fallen primordial brothers' arms.
Even with it dead?
You know, who knows? They're not unintelligent creatures. That one was in a rage. It wanted its arm back. Get the feeling that maybe it had been looking for it for a while, but this guy who had sold it to you had been keeping it hidden in extraplanar things and really just wanted to get rid of it. Because as soon as, you know, the creature became aware of it, he would have to fight that monster. So,
ooh, do I still have that bag?
What?
That it came in that lets it hide from stuff?
The bag didn't let it hide. The small box did.
No,
and then that box was also inside a portable hole bag thing. So,
no.
Multi-dimensional.
Multi-layered.
Bag in a box in a bag.
Go back by there and maybe have a conversation there, Amon.
But Noob has to be careful because it has some other abilities. Your armor class, your natural armor goes up by 2. And 3 times per day, you can attempt to slime an opponent you've hit. But if you do that too many times, you'll eventually turn into a scum.
Oh, no. To actually get that +2, I have to use that fortitude save thing, that swift action. And then for 1d4 months, I get to keep that. But if I use the slime thing and during that time, I have to make a DC 22 fortitude save or become permanently turned into a scum.
I mean, you're already kind of a scum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but what's the scum?
Yeah. And you chose this.
Yeah, because it's still a +3 weapon if I don't use the...
It was shiny, and he didn't know what the fuck it did.
It's pretty cool, and I had fun having this little side quest set up for it.
It was a fun little combat.
The wielder of the slime tendril can breathe water as well as air.
Yes, I have water breathing.
The slime tendril is a +3 quenching scorpion whip. 3 times per day is an immediate action. When the wielder damages a creature with the slime tendril, the wielder can force the creature to attempt a DC 20 fortitude saving throw. Victims who fail the save are subject to an Aboleth Slime Extraordinary ability, which is nasty.
Yeah,
y'all were lucky y'all saved against it.
So over a course of 1d4 rounds, the creature's new flesh is soft and tender, reducing its constitution score by 4 as long as it persists. If the creature's flesh isn't kept moist, it dries quickly, and the victim takes 1d12 points of damage every 10 minutes. Presumed disease and other stuff is what needs. The save is constitution based.
You turn into the guy from X-Men, the first movie.
The senator.
Yeah, the senator.
But that's it's a fun weapon, and it opens up possibilities for me to have Ibalus and other primordial creatures assault you on your journey, because you've got it now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get real sick of this real quick.
And maybe if we're really bad off, I can turn myself into a scum to help y'all.
What's that gonna help?
Help us.
It'll lower the party's current rating because he'll turn into a level 2 character, which means that I won't be able to throw as big of monsters at you. It's a real metagaming way to game the system. But if he wants to do it, we'll do that.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to, but who knows? Maybe we get into a shitty situation where I have to take that risk.
Yeah, when we come back next time, we'll dive further into this Fey world, and we'll figure out which path they're going to take to go up the mountain. And everybody roll a d20.
6.
9.
1.
Also 9.
2 9s and 2 7s.
Nobody got over a 10.
Nobody got over a 10?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I did. I got an 11. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you'd like to find more of our stuff, please visit homebrewdetritus.com for Raiders of the Lark, cartoons, our Patreon, where you can get all of this stuff early when I'm able to edit it fast enough. And if you're listening to us on YouTube, like, subscribe, all that stuff. And if you're listening to us on Audible or any other podcasting device, don't forget to leave us a comment. And I'm going to start reading those on here because there's some funny ones. One about us being like sexual nerd bears or something. I don't know. Tune in next week. We'll talk about it. I want to thank everybody who's supporting us on Patreon already. You're sexy. And if you're willing, I'm into it. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for watching.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm going to pay that $5.
Yeah.